flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Josh had to come get me down the street because I was running behind Terrence Howard's car. I'm sorry, Josh, okay?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We both left the studio.
I'm out of breath.
Went a little long. We had to put some more commercials in because I was running behind Terrence Howard's car waving. Okay, I wasn't waving. I was holding on to the bumper. I was going to go back to L.A. with him. Josh was like,
yeah, I noticed
still?
You got some skid marks on your sleeves.
And the knees. Josh was like, you still have an hour of your show left. I was like, okay, all right, I'll come back because we got really important stuff to talk about, okay? We are talking to Brother Adoniah Israel. He is with the Power of People Leadership Institute. I had to get him on the show because earlier we were talking to Lydia McComas from Hennepin County Voter Engagement. And we brought up the fact that now former felons have the right to vote in our state. And so for some of these people, this is the first election that they'll be able to participate in. So how do you vote? How do you have the confidence and the knowledge and the expertise that you need to go in and make the choice that is right for you and your family? You know, because we go every couple of years. For some people who haven't been into the voting booth in 10, 20, some of them even 30 years, it's going to be a lot. And so I had to get Brother Adoniah Israel on the phone. He is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. You are actually at a rally. Tell me where you are and what's going on.
Yes, as you can hear behind me, we are live down at the Capri Theater right now, celebrating individuals' rights who have gotten their voting rights restored. So you're hearing a lot in the background right now. People are giving speeches, people are giving their testimonies, so on and so forth at the moment.
Okay, while I'm talking, I'm going to wonder if you can step out real quick for me into a quiet space so we can hear you better. Josh, you can turn his microphone off for me. Turn his microphone down while he goes out into a quiet room so we can hear him, so we can understand what he's saying, because there is a rally going on right now at the Capri Theater for former felons who now have their voting rights restored. Dr. Verna Price and her husband, Brother Shane Price, were very instrumental in going to our legislator and saying these people in our society who are now productive members, who are now working, who are now driving the bus, who are now working as mechanics, who are now, working in various ways and paying taxes. They want to have their rights restored. And they were on the front line for that. And so as a result of their work and their dedication and their efforts, these rights have been restored. And so in order to have these people voting for the first time, they got to get educated. So in addition to that legislation being passed, Dr. Verna and Brother Shane have had educational classes to teach people how to vote. And today they're having this rally. And Brother Adonijah, can you talk to me about the rally? When did you guys get started? What's going on? Tell me all about it.
I came down a little bit early. I was so excited. But we started at about 1. We will be continuing to 4 o'clock. There's a lot of things going on down here. We even have children next door coming to pick up candy and have another Halloween thing going on over here. So it's a pretty magnificent scene. This is the quietest space I can find, so I hope that you guys can hear me. So right now what's going on is another brother of myself who has his rights restored. He's now giving a little bit of a testimony about his history at the moment. I too will be doing that at some point in time, but this is a very, very exciting time for individuals who have maybe have not lived such grand lives in their youth, who have had the unfortunate of being justice impacted, but have now since have turned the page in their lives, are now husbands or wives. We have business owners and philanthropists and activists and so many of us who have been acting, who have been performing and been demonstrating over many years after incarceration, but we weren't whole. We weren't whole because we didn't have a voice in things. We didn't have any kind of say-so in anything. You couldn't say, hey, we would like to vote for this individual because of his the proposal that he brings as in regards to taxes, or as in regards to education, or as in regards to health care or child care. You know, so to get our votes restored, it gives us back dignity. It gives us back hope. It gives us back. It gives us a say in how our counties, our states, and our country move on our behalf.
Well, I thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show today, and thank Dr. Verna and Brother Shane for me for doing this good work and not just getting the legislation passed, walking away, but also the educational opportunities, including the rally that they are having today at the Capri Theater. You all stick around. We've got more to come. Not sure if you all have seen this story. Former Vice President Mike Pence ends his campaign for the White House after struggling to gain traction. He said that he has dropped his bid for the Republican presidential nomination, ending his campaign for the White House. I tell you, it is already so interesting and engaging, this presidential race, even this far out. He said, after much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today. He was at the Republican Jewish Coalition gathering in Las Vegas. He said, we always knew this would be an uphill battle, but I have no regrets. I can't imagine that he has no regrets, because I imagine that when he said he wanted to be president, he did want to be president. He becomes the first major candidate to leave a race that has been dominated by his former boss turned rival, Donald Trump. The decision comes more than 2 months before the Iowa caucus that he had staked his campaign on. Some of the experts are saying it saves him from the embarrassment of failing to qualify for the third Republican primary debate. That is coming up on November 8th in Miami. But this is a big blow for Pence, because he spent years bidding his time as Trump's most loyal lieutenant. Then he got scapegoated during the final days in office. He was threatened during January 6th because he wouldn't overturn the results of the 2020 election. So I tell you, I wish Brian wasn't busy because I would surely call him back and get his thoughts on this. And I know that this must be difficult for him, but politics is so different than when Mike Pence started out. You know, and you hear Trump say all the time, you know, I'm a new kind of, you know, political leader. I'm you know, a new way of doing business, a new way of being president. And to a lot of, you know, to a large extent, that is the case. That this is a new way of doing things. For good or bad. Diplomacy is out the door. It's my way or the highway. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Because if you don't agree with me, if you don't agree with what I agree with, then guess what? We don't have anything to say to one another. We cannot work together. And so I'm curious to see how, you know, Dean Phillips in the middle of the road kind of candidate that he has been as, you know, our U.S. congressman is going to play out on the Democratic side. Are they as fiercely loyal as the Republicans are? Are the Democrats as fiercely loyal to Joe Biden? Are they willing to look at and see any other options like the base of Republicans are for Donald Trump? This is going to be really, it's a huge week in politics. I can't wait to see the Sunday morning talk shows with George Stephanopoulos and others tomorrow as the experts weigh in on Mike Pence withdrawing and what that means. And who is he going to lend his support to? That would be my question. Is he going to support DeSantis as he, you know, tries to become the next president of the United States, or surely at least the Republican nominee? Or will he back Donald Trump again, even after all that happened on January 6th? Because, you know, what bothered me the most is that when they threatened Mike Pence's life openly, publicly, on social media, they built nooses to tie around this man's neck. And we're not shy about wanting to take his life. Donald Trump did not defend him. And that has always bothered me. If I am loyal to you and I am there for you and I support you and you are my boss, and someone threatens to kill me and then builds a noose and hangs it, and you remain silent, how I will really look at him the way I looked at Ted Cruz. I remember when Donald Trump called Ted Cruz's wife ugly. He put pictures of his wife up next to pictures of Ted Cruz's wife, and, you know, talked about the comparison and how beautiful his wife is, and, which is true. Melania is an incredibly beautiful woman. But to use her beauty to somehow degrade Ted Cruz's wife, it just didn't set well with me. And I thought, oh, my God, Ted Cruz is going to beat him up. He is going to go Chris Rock. He's going to go Will Smith. We're going to have a situation. And even after insulting his wife publicly, Ted Cruz came out in support of Donald Trump. And I was like, you know what? If he was my husband, he would not be for long. He would be not only in the doghouse, he'd be in the outhouse, because he would not be able to, locks would be changed, security codes would be changed, security officers would be called. We would have a, you can't get within 1,000 feet of me. You let the man who called me ugly get your endorsement? Yep, he sure did. So I'm real curious to see what the insiders say on these Sunday morning political talk shows about who Mike Pence will support. I just, after Donald Trump did not stand up for him and said enough is enough, no threatening my vice president, this is my guy, we are in this thing together, didn't defend him, didn't take up for him, I can't imagine that somebody that is your boss allowed people to threaten you openly and publicly. This is not like a letter or a text message or, you know, some anonymous. These people were on social media taking videos and going into the office with anger and rage to do harm to the vice president of the United States, and the president of the United States at the time said nothing. I just can't imagine that he would throw his support and endorse President Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I haven't been able to look at Ted Cruz the same since he endorsed Donald Trump after Trump called his wife ugly. Even though that sounds petty, I'm sorry. I won't be able to look at Mike Pence the same if he does it. We'll be right back. Okay, so I was telling y'all about the weather. And I just want to make sure all the parents out there know that it is going to be 26 degrees starting out on Tuesday with some morning flurries. And then the high for Halloween is going to be 36. So if you're like me, you'll be fighting your kids about putting on undershirts because they want to look like their characters, but you can only see them from the waist down and you can see the mask. And so one of my sons is Puss in Boots. So the cape and the cool belt and the cat tail and all that fun stuff will be under the coat. So there will be a fight. I know I'm not the only one out there who goes through this argument every year. My kids have tried to come up with a solution. They want to go to Houston every year to do trick-or-treating at grandma's house because in Houston, it's like 117 degrees in October and they can show their whole costume. But they don't understand that plane tickets are not free. So we're going to put that coat on. We're going to get out there and we're going to enjoy Halloween with a nice coat on because it'll be 26 for the low and 36 for the high. And speaking of kids, I met some amazing parents on Thursday, fellow autism moms who brought their adult autistic children down to my autism job fair in St. Paul. It was amazing. 400 adults with autism came and interviewed with companies like Bremer Bank and Anderson Windows and Hy-Vee and Metro Transit and M Health Fairview and the Minneapolis Police Department for opportunities. And some of them got hired on the spot. Some of them got follow-up interviews. Some of them got Zoom links so they could interview online because they were overwhelmed with being in a room with other people. It was beautiful. And I tell y'all, I went home and my shirt was wet. And, you know, Sean said, why is your shirt wet? Because so many parents cried on my shoulder and said, thank you. Thank you for thinking about our adult kids with special needs. Thank you for putting this on. My child been waiting all week to go. He been dressing up. She's been practicing her interviewing skills. This is great. Nothing like this has ever happened before. And it means so much. And so I wanted to just invite a couple of those women on the show today. And Lisa is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Lisa, you brought your daughter to the job fair. Talk to me about what that experience was like.
Well, first of all, Shaletta, I want to say thank you so much for doing that. I mean, it really, my daughter just turned 18. As of September, that's, you know, we're going through the guardianship right now, my husband and I. She's on the spectrum and it's something that's been on our mind. And then, boom, you just brought this up, and we went there last week. And it was my daughter. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen with her future. She's verbal, very verbal. And I get worried sometimes about her future, as we all do as parents with kids on the spectrum. But being there, it was just, you had such a nice system, Shaletta. I really want to thank you again. I know I keep saying that, but she just seemed more calm there. Like she saw other kids like herself.
Yeah.
You know, and she doesn't see that very often because we're homeschooling now. So I could tell that she was like, oh, mama. But she had her head down like she always does. And we spoke with some Marcy. I want to give a shout out to her. She was very helpful. And just it was smooth. Haley didn't do a lot of talking. But
that doesn't mean she wasn't absorbing. And that's what I tell people all the time about autistic kids, is that even though they're not saying nothing, it doesn't mean that they're not learning.
Exactly. And you know that as a parent yourself. But she was taking it all in. And I think she just got nervous. Like, oh, this is life now. I brought it up. I said, what do you want to do one day when, you know, for a job? We always bring that up. What are you good at? What do you want? You know, it's always different. She wants to be a singer one day like Mary J. Blige. And I said, well, maybe one day you could do that, but there's other jobs that we got to kind of think of, like maybe, you know, but hey, I love that she has that, you know, she has some sort of, I mean, and this kid, she can do so much, you know, we see it as parents, but her out in the outside world, it scares me, Shaletta, it does. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, but you know, I mean, what's going to happen, we're going to work together. And we're going to make it better for her and other kids who look like her. And it was so funny because she had her Mary J. Blige shirt on. I hope you don't mind me telling this story.
No, I want you to.
And I saw that she was a little shy, a little reserved. She had her head down. Yeah. And I saw her shirt and I said, you like Mary J. Blige? And she was like, yeah, she loved me. And I, girl, what I start doing? I start singing.
You made me and my husband, you made our day more than, and I know. Like I said, she was, like you said, she takes everything in, and she kind of peeked at you, and you said, Mary J. Blige, and you started to sing and dance for her, and she started laughing, and just, I loved it. It made my day, Shaletta, it really did, and I can't thank you so much how much, I mean, we really needed that day, because my husband and I, well, there's so many resources out there for us parents, but do we take it? Do we ever? Oh, yeah, maybe, you know, pretty soon she'll be 10. Pretty soon, you know, now she's 18. Yeah. You know, it happened.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The blink of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with you singing to her, oh, I loved it. And then you said, did you get it on video? Did I get it on video?
No.
I didn't get it on video.
No.
I always get stuff on video. But I was just, like I said, I was so taken back. I loved what you did for her.
Well.
And on the way home, I just want to say, on the way home, she said, Mama, I'm trying to think of the song you sang. I can't, you remind me.
Yes.
By Mary J. And I, she said, can we put that on? Oh, she was just so happy that you did that.
Well,
I loved it. I loved it.
I'm just glad you came.
I'm very happy
connected.
I came here.
We got together. We've got each other's phone numbers now. And
we're
going to stay in touch and support each other. Thank you for joining the show. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Shaletta. I like I said, it means more to us than you know what you did that day, the job fair. Thank
God
you, honey.
Bless you. And Risa was there. And, you know, this is Risa. I tell you, her son made it to the front page of the Star Tribune business section, honey. Sam is a star. I just about passed out when I saw Sam in a big, giant, color photo in the Star Tribune. Their business reporter, Dee DePass, covered that, covered our autism job fair, and they made it their front page business story. Girl, did you just about fall out when you saw Sam interviewing with the Minneapolis Police Department and his picture just big old in color, live and in living color?
Yes. First of all, Shaletta, like Lisa said, we just want to thank you for everything that you do for the autism community. There's so much need, and these young adults, they just really need a lot of opportunity. And that's what you gave them that day. So we're really thankful to you for that. Yes, Sam lives to make people laugh. he has a very outgoing personality, and he just loves people. So, and that's why he really would like to work somewhere. And he has had a couple of paid jobs that have been quite the right fit. So we're still looking, but we're very fortunate that he's ours. And I think that he will find the right fit for him. It just takes somebody and some company that will, you know, work with him, give him a chance, take the time, and just understand what his needs are.
And, you know, I don't think it's lost on any of us as parents what it meant for those jobs to be there. You know, for those people, those employers to come, because, you know, I can have the idea to have a job fair for adults with autism all day long. But unless somebody buys into the vision, somebody really is intentional about having diverse employees who are neurodiverse, like our children who have autism, it's just us in a room talking. You know, these kids actually got to interview. They actually sat down with someone. They actually got help with resumes and skills through Deed and Career Force. You know, our kids were first. You know, the thing that I tell people all the time, Risa, is they're last on the bus. They're last in the lunchroom. They're last on the playground. They came in the door. They didn't have to wait for anybody because this event was all about them.
Yes, and that's the hardest part is just getting your foot in the door. Because, you know, typically when you go in to interview or you send in your resume, people don't necessarily know you have a disability.
Right.
And, you know, there's all kinds of confidentiality and things that go into that. So I'm of the opinion that we have to be open about it, and we have to be upfront about it, that these are what their limitations are, but this is what they can do. And they're some of the most conscientious employees. You know, most of them are very punctual. They're very conscientious. And we just have to unlock their potential.
Yeah.
And have these employers see what they're capable of.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you trusted me. And I don't want you to, and Lisa and any of the other parents to think that's lost on me, because in order for us to bring our children somewhere and expose them to something new and different, you have to trust the person who's putting it on. You have to trust their intentions. You have to trust I'm not trying to sell you something or get something from you. You have to trust your children with me. And I appreciate that 400 parents trusted their adult, vulnerable, autistic children with me and knew that I was there to help and support and love and bring out the best in them. So I just want to thank you for trusting your children with me.
Thank you, Shaletta. And I did want to also say it starts with us. It starts with the community. You know, our government and our government leaders can only do so much. It really starts with us in the community and what we put forth for our people on the autism spectrum.
Yes. And I just know that we have each other's phone numbers. If you need a shoulder to cry on or some information, you know where you can find me, and I know where I can find you. If I find out about some resources, you're going to be one of the first people I call. So thank you so much for bringing your son to the fair. I'm just tickled pink that he was the photo that was selected for the Star Tribune. Girl, you better go buy all the all the newspapers you can so you can share that with everybody who knows and loves Sam so they can have a copy.
Yeah, that won't be the last time you see Sam. I think that you'll probably see him somewhere again.
Oh, yeah. Sam is a total star. His smile and his laugh is infectious. As you can see, he was tickling the Minneapolis Police Department. And they were just, those ladies were laughing so hard. I was like, hey, get back to work. You're interviewing people. You got jobs. Pass the jobs out. Stop talking to Sam. Sam, come on, Sam. Get to the next table, Sam. You know, everybody just fell in love with Sam. So thank you so much for sharing him with us again and coming out that day and just being a part of this broader autism community. We appreciate you and we love you and we support you.
Thanks so much, Shaletta. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. And y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I am so excited to be on social media because when we have a great show, we always hear from our listeners. Stephanie Walken, Shaletta, today's WCCO show was one of your best ever. Thank you, Miss Stephanie. I appreciate the love and support because that's the thing about my show. I'm doing social media in real time. Like I'm Facebooking and tweeting and Instagramming and LinkedIning while I'm talking during the commercial break, engaging with our listeners. Laura D's listening, Michelle is listening, Joe Lydon is listening, Janet Yackel is listening, Rachel is listening, and the list goes on and on of the people who are engaging me in conversation on social media. So if you are not already, Makisha Nation, hey girl, weighing in on my conversation with Terrence Howard. Latoya Sprigg is saying, you know, you must have prayed for that interview. Jabbar Hassan says, really, Miss Empire, that show was awesome. Darlene Wesley, Lynette Landry, Ann Keefe is weighing in as well. Jen Moore down in Houston, Texas is listening. Fan Sean Good is listening. Thank y'all so much for weighing in and tuning in to the Shaletta Show. I was hoping to talk to my friend Steve. I don't know where Steve is. I wanted to chat with him because there's so much stuff going on. Steve, are you there?
I am.
Steve, honey, I know you got your political professor coming on because there is so much stuff going on in politics. Did you see I just announced live on the radio that Mike Pence is backing out?
I did see that he is indeed out, couldn't raise the money. And I think one of the things that came up on one of the sites, I can't remember, how long until he comes out in favor of Trump?
That's what I talked about. He had better not support that man. That man didn't even say nothing when people were trying to kill him.
Well,
how's he going to put his support behind Trump? I don't understand that.
Well, and I think maybe for some it was tongue in cheek that he would come out in favor of Trump. But the thing that really stands out to me is Congressman Dean Phillips.
Yes.
Starting his run for president, he did that interview with Chad Hartman, and it is available on our website. It is fascinating. And there are a lot of people that are saying, really his run is hurting Biden and helping Trump. That's already come out in the last 24 hours. There are a lot of pundits saying that he has no chance to unseat Biden if President Biden seeks the nomination, and it sounds like he will and wants to run next year, that Phillips' candidacy does nothing but help Trump.
Well, this is the thing. I don't think that we should discount him because I was telling Brian McDaniel from Hilden Advocacy and Law, who was on my show in the 12 o'clock hour, you know, I remember when they said the same thing about Obama. Sit down somewhere. There's no chance. You don't have a chance to win. There's not a snowball's chance in hell. This is Hillary's turn. She's going to be the next Democratic nominee. He was a junior senator. He didn't even have as much experience on Capitol Hill as Dean Phillips. He was on two committees, and one of them was back scratching. And the next thing you know, with that little experience on the Hill, he's president of the United States. All you have to do is galvanize the voters.
But the only difference is you have a sitting Democratic president.
True. True.
And he's stepping up to challenge him. And that's ruffled a lot of feathers from Ken Martin, who's the DFL party chair, and Governor Tim Walz. But a lot of Democrats are unhappy because they're saying, you know, what we need to do is unite behind Joe Biden and beat Donald Trump, who is a likely GOP nominee at this point. And as all they're saying, sure, he's got a chance. There's no doubt. And if at some point President Biden says, I don't want to run for re-election next year, and it's coming up quick, it's a year away.
Then
maybe there's room, but you know there would be others that would jump in. But there's a reason no other Democrats have jumped into this.
They don't want to lose their seats. They don't want to lose their place. They don't want to lose that support.
Correct.
But this is the thing, Steve. You also have to look at, you know, the young people who are voting. They're pre-registering people to vote in Minnesota at 16 and 17 years old. They see two old white farts running for office. They don't identify with them. They don't speak the language. They're not, you know, they look like their grandpa or even their great grandpa. They're not likely to vote for these two guys. And so I just really see an opportunity to infuse some youth, to galvanize young people. We can't always just, you know, vote because we don't want the other person to win. Give me something. Give me something to put my hat on. Give me, you know, even when Obama was running, it was a yes, we can. It was hopeful. It was youth. You saw more young people voting than ever before. Right. You know, you've got to give people something. And if the Democratic strategy is no Trump, then it's going to be a lot of people that don't go to the polls because you're not giving me something to do. You're giving me something not to do.
And it is a great point. I think you bring up age right now. A lot of Republicans or a lot of Trump supporters are touting Joe Biden's too old. He's, you know, not all there. But once again, Mr. Trump isn't that much younger than Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to both men speak, I don't know if you're objective that you can say one is a lot more on the ball than the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think in a way, you know, one is trying to say, well, our guy isn't too old and the other guy is way too old. I think they're only like 3 years apart in age.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so, will you have any time to talk about sports today? Because, baby,
no doubt.
It's so much stuff going on in politics. And like I always tell people, you are the smartest person in this building because you can seamlessly go from and knowledgeable about sports, politics, and pop culture.
Well, that's very kind. I think Chad Hartman's quite skilled.
I don't think he is.
No, you guys are buddies.
No, and I can tell him to his face he's not. Yeah.
we got Doug. We got Tech Talk later on. College football final scores, game reports from all over the region. We'll keep an eye on the Big Ten and the top 25. So it's going to be a quick 3 hours today.
Okay. Now, how are you ready for this weather? Because I am so angry at Jason DeRusha. No. He just posted that it's 80 degrees in New York. He's eating bagels and he says, I'm sorry, Minnesota. That's our coworker. I'm going to report him to the Twitter police because now he's rubbing it in our face. He's rubbing it in.
He's off Monday, but he's back Tuesday.
Yeah.
Reality will settle in. Reality will settle in. Yeah, I'm not ready for it. I was out doing some chores in the yard earlier today. It is cold. There is no doubt today is a cold slap. Something comes out tomorrow. It'll be better tomorrow. It looks like there's a little warm-up chalet at the end of next week.
Yeah, but these Year kids 50, are gonna,
that's not bad.
The kids are not going to be able to display their entire Halloween costume, and they're going to be upset about it. You remember those days when they got to put on that Halloween costume, you don't spend $20, $30, $40, and they have to cover up everything except below the knees with a coat.
Yeah, or drive them around in a car, and they hop in the warm car, run up to the door, get their candy, hop back in the car. Yeah, it's going to be a cold one for the kids.
I'm sure. Well, I can't wait to hear your show, get your perspective, listen to your guests. Steve Thompson is coming up next, and if I'm lucky, I can catch up with Terrence Howard.